Hey, welcome back to the show. We spent a lot of time in the last 6 months or so covering a variety of political leaders, those who work in our justice system and activists as well, talking about changes needed to our national bail system and concerns over public safety because of a lot of random violence that we've all been watching very closely over the last year and a half or so with COVID. Well, today the Canadian Association of Crown Counsels say Crown prosecutors are unable to access data on all accused persons across Canada. And they're asking for the country, the federal government, to work towards building a system that all Crown prosecutors, no matter where they are in Canada, can access in regards to collective information. Joining me now to talk a little bit about a national criminal database is Adam Dalrymple, president of the BC Crown Counsel Association. Adam, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Jazz.
First and foremost, why this decision now by Crown Counsel nationally and, of course, here provincially to raise this issue? Is it a question that the system has just gotten worse, or is this another step towards hopefully building a much more responsive system?
Well, I think it's the latter. We're trying to build a much more responsive system to what's going on in the communities. Our goal here is to obviously uphold the rule of law and to keep communities safe. To do that, our prosecutors on the front lines in the bail courts of this province and across Canada need the tools to do that. So we need information, particularly for offenders that are transcending into provincial boundaries, who are committing offenses in Alberta, Ontario, getting on a plane or a car 2 days later, breaching court orders, committing new offenses. That information we don't have access to. The existing system is a police information system, which is quite dated and doesn't have all of the information we need. We know that the provinces have a patchwork of systems, but we need them to be integrated so that they're speaking to one another.
When I initially heard this story today, I kind of thought, well, I thought we had a national criminal database, and I know they have to be updated on a regular basis. So what you're saying to me right now is, what information you have in British Columbia, you're not talking to the sort of the Ontario equivalent or the Alberta equivalent, or is there some communication, some information you can glean and some you can't?
There's some information we can glean and some that we can't. Sometimes you'll see on a CPIC, you may see a warrant, but getting the information behind that warrant is really challenging. And you have to follow this sort of circuitous route where you have to make inquiries through various police agencies or try to locate a Crown, which is difficult after hours to do. And to get that information to run your bail hearing can take a lot of work and time.
Why has it gotten this bad? I mean, I know how hard Crown Counsel and lawyers work. I used to be a crime reporter many years ago, but I've seen all of you work Monday mornings after a very busy weekend in regards to police arresting lots of folks. There's a lot Crown Counsel has on their plate. I don't understand why in 2023 we're having this conversation. Should this not have been dealt with in the past? I mean, it's not a budget issue. What you're telling me is the system just isn't working right now. If you, as a Crown Counsel, have to email people, have to go through other sources to get probably very basic information.
Right. We just haven't kept pace with the nature of crime in this country. Offenders are, like I say, they're able to move quite quickly across this country. And we haven't kept up our infrastructure to fight crime. And so there needs to be some major investments nationally and provincially to sort of upgrade our system so that we can fight crime in 2023.
Is there any sense of what the budget for something like that would be? I mean, the IT systems alone are always expensive, but any sense of what that would cost? Because it is so, it's a vital, it's vital infrastructure. It's the backbone of our criminal justice system. Any idea what the budget for something like that would be?
Well, that's a good question, and it's something I don't know the answer to. What I can tell you is that we know various provinces have information systems. In BC, ours was created in, I think, the late 90s. It's quite dated. It needs a major upgrade or overhaul. We know that they have them in other provinces across the country as well. So the information is there. building a national system, it's going to take an investment, but I can't give you an actual number.
Mm-hmm. I remember many years ago now, I was on the Fraser Health Authority board, and I was always amazed that one health authority has difficulty speaking to another health authority right here in British Columbia, to the point a doctor sometimes it's a bit easier for them to take out their iPhone, take a picture of an x-ray, and text the doctor in a different health authority. And it was billions and billions of dollars that have to go into to health authorities talking to each other, never mind a national system. Is this an issue that the U.S. deals with? I'm just very curious. Is it a Canadian thing? Because after post 9/11, the Americans spent billions upon billions upgrading much of their system, not necessarily always the criminal justice system, but they spent billions in regards to agencies speaking to each other. Was there any dollars at that time or even after that that helped a little bit in regards to being able to speak to different jurisdictions?
You know, I don't know what the Americans or even the Brits are doing. I've done a little bit of investigating, but I have no information that I can verify in terms of what they're using. My suspicion is that they most certainly do have better systems, but I can't say for sure.
I don't want to exaggerate here, but is it fair to say people have gotten away with crimes, or we have not put people away simply because of this system?
It's difficult to say because we don't really know. We're sort of at an information deficit. That's how I would describe it for a lot of our frontline prosecutors. When someone commits a crime in another province and we don't have that information, we really don't know what's going on. And that's serious. And that's something that the legislatures should look at. And we're hoping that we'll get some kind of investment. But
Moving forward with what you've said today with the National Crown Counsel Association is saying publicly and you're saying here, is there meetings planned, or what's your next step in regards to this issue?
Well, we hope that this will spawn a national discussion. We hope that there'll be someone that will take up this cause for us, and hopefully get the investment and the commitment from the government to initiate this program and to bring something and put something into place and do it soon.
Adam, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jazz. Take care.
All right. That is Adam Dalrymple. He's president of the BC Crown Counsel Association. And Crown prosecutors want to see a new national criminal database across this country. And just based on what Adam has said, clearly should have been done many, many years ago. The fact that individuals like himself, Crown Counsel like himself, should have access, easy access to this information, simple access when somebody comes in from Ontario or Alberta and has a criminal record or end up committing crimes here, they should have access to an individual's past history, and they don't. It is really, quite frankly, appalling, and that the Crown Counsel have to be fighting for that.